So let me give you just one example of how this organized crime impacts Washingtonians all across our state. As you probably know, a baby formula shortage is impacting families across our country and here in Washington. It's no surprise that baby formula is a common target for thieves. In fact, even before the shortage, which is making headlines, baby formula has been identified as one of the most common items to be stolen from stores. That's according to a 2020 National Retail Foundation Organized Retail Crime Survey. These thieves become resellers in online marketplaces. That means that parents who unwittingly buy stolen formula on the secondary market may be putting their babies at significant risk if the thieves, for example, fail to store the product at the appropriate temperatures, or if the thieves manipulated the packaging, such as changing the expiration date. And that's just one example. In short, organized retail crime is a statewide problem demanding a statewide solution. That's why I'm convening this statewide task force that will bring law enforcement, prosecutors, and retailers together to share information to combat the significant and growing problem. This is the first effort of its kind here in Washington State. I'm aware of about 9 other states that have a task force dedicated to organizing retail crime, and it's time for Washington to engage in a similar effort.